if you look at what is happening in South Africa, majority of the citizens or the ANC as a party was divided because they felt that a president that purported to come and take care of the people, 9 years of his rule has been dealt with corruption upon corruption. And so it is this corruption level against him that actually brought some kind of citizens losing hope in him. And I think the best thing for him to have done, and which he did, is the resignation. And his resignation is very, very important to the stability of South Africa and Africa as a whole.
Now that the president has resigned, what are the implications, especially politically, culturally, and then economically?
Politically, what will happen is that as soon as possible, the vice president should be sworn in to fill in the vacuum because he said he has resigned immediately and there should be a leader they will call a president. So it should be done between now and today politically. Economically, it will boost investor confidence in the South African economy. Socially, I think the people will now have their peace of mind and they expect the president elect or the vice president coming to replace Jacob Zuma who actually sent the needed development. Currently, they are facing water crisis, and many people are expecting that the coming of the vice president will solve those problems.
In his address, when he was tendering his resignation, he said he will continue to serve his country and serve the people of South Africa. Do you think this is a plus to him and that other African leaders can learn from him?
Well, the fact that you have resigned doesn't stop you from being an African or member of the party, because ASC have not expelled him out of the party. All that he was saying, that in spite of my resignation, I'll be willing at all times to serve the country if I'm invited. I think the resignation of Jacob Zuma should be a warning to all African leaders that the people who have voted for you are giving power, and that the very issues you have promised to come and do, you must be seen to be doing that. Corruption at all levels to ensure that there's no development, and majority of the citizens will not get what they deserve or the national cake. So the resignation of Jacob Zuma should be a warning to all African leaders.
Acting head of the Political Science Department at the University of Cape Coast, Dr. Brian Awaisu, talking to Cynthia Boateng.